Hello, everyone. Welcome to New Consciousness, New World. This is your host, Esperanza Ray. And today we have an exciting event to share with you. Next week, or next session, I guess, in 2 weeks, actually, in the next show, we will have Rhonda Prince. She was scheduled to be on the show a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties and we were not able to connect with her. So we reschedule her because I know you'll be very excited to know that she is an incredible lady who is working, or she basically put together, she's the producer of the new movie, Coming from the Heart. And she's going to share with us some information on her new movie. She interviews in this documentary, she interviews people like Greg Braden and several other well-known spiritual leaders. And so it'll be interesting to find more about her movie and what motivated her to go in and create this this documentary that I think you will all find very interesting. So tune in next week, in a couple of weeks, to the show New Consciousness, New World at the same time, and we will have Rhonda Prince for you. So now let's go a little bit into talking about your mindset and how that impacts your spirituality, your consciousness. It's a form of new psychology. The mindset, the new psychology of success. And one of the people that really stands out in talking about the new mindset is a psychologist by the name of Carol S. Dweck, D-W-E-C-K. I'm reading this book recommended to me by a friend of mine, and I find it extremely, extremely powerful and extremely motivating to know and understand that there are two types of mindsets, basically. One is what they call the fixed mindset, and the other is the growth mindset. Obviously, the fixed mindset, like the word indicates, is fixed. You have so much intelligence, you have so much expertise, you excel in certain things, but you don't excel in others. And to some extent, some people do come into the world with certain things already more developed than other people. A clear example of that was Yeshua, or Jesus, as we know him in more traditional circles. He was very, very much above the rest, and his mindset, I think, falls in the category of growth mentality, where there were no limitations, and he was beyond anyone in his time, so much so that they had to kill him because they couldn't deal with his philosophy, his methods, and his knowledge. So when you don't understand something, you fear it, and therefore you destroy it. And then what you destroy becomes your new religion, basically. But going back to the mindset, so you're definitely, when you come in through the fixed mindset, you have a belief that maybe you're good at music, maybe you're good at drawing, painting, or maybe you're good at math or physics or even psychology, or you're at IT, what some people call nerdy person. Well, my background is in IT, and I don't consider myself a nerdy person. I'm not quite at that level of expertise. What the growth mindset teaches, though, however, is that you can basically be an expert and learn anything that you set your mind to. What you need to have is emotional passion motivated by a drive and a desire to succeed, and not only to have a vision of what you want to accomplish, but to also take action towards that accomplishing that vision. Because imagination or vision without action leads to dead dreams, lack of expectations, a feeling of frustration, and an attitude of not being able to accomplish your life's dreams. On the other hand, when you come from the growth mindset. You can actually become an expert in any field. And it's driven by that passion, by that motivation. And when you have that kind of passion, that motivation, that desire, it's very difficult not to follow it through with action, because it's like it almost becomes, in some cases, especially for people who are considered geniuses in their field, almost becomes like an obsession, a positive obsession that does not paralyze you, but on the contrary, motivates you to act, to manifest or succeed in that area. So, for example, I remember on a story where this lady went to see this pianist play, and he was just so wonderful, and she was so empowered by the rhythm, the way he played, the emotion, the passion that was in his music. And she was like, she basically talked to him and said, you know, I wish I could just play like you. If I could play like you, I'd be so filled with happiness and feel so happy and fulfilled in my life that it would be amazing. And he looked at her straight in the eyes and said, can you practice for 24 hours a day or 18 hours out of that day? Can you live, think, drink, smell music every single day of your life? If you can't do that, then you can never play as well as I do. If you can do that, however, you can accomplish and play as well as I do, or even better. Because you never know until you try how far you can go. And there's another story of a young girl who is a virtuoso at the playing the violin. And she was born with that talent, so young so that when she started to play, I mean, she was basically playing with the Chicago Philharmonica and already a renowned virtuous person on the violin. However, there was a thing that tends to happen with fixed mindset people, and that is that they often think that they are superior to other people. And that's the downside. Everything has a positive and a plus or a minus in it, or a positive side and a negative side. And the negative side of the fixed person is you're born with this specific gift. You're born with this specific talent. Nobody can be your equal because they're not born with it. Therefore, they can't have it. And sometimes that leads to a superiority complex or a need that or a belief that they are superior than other people or better than other people. Therefore, they have more rights and everybody else needs to bow down to you. Of course, it's called egotism, and that's a consequence of the fixed mindset. Again, because of the belief that you are just extraordinary in that. Well, this young violinist basically, went into Juilliard, and she was obviously accepted because she had the talent. But one of her great frustrations while at Juilliard is one of her teachers was trying to teach her a new techniques of how to play and how to bring out the best in her music, how to improve her method, how to improve the placement of her fingers and everything she did to make it sound better. And of course, the young lady who was a virtuoso, she didn't feel she had the need for that. And she actually stopped taking her violin to the classes. So what happened was that she was basically fighting with her teacher, and she had all these habits that she had been developed that were not necessarily good habits for bringing out the best in her music. So what happened was she basically failed and began to see that other students that were not virtuosos began to pass her or reach her level, and in some cases even pass her, and that became a great frustration because now she no longer felt unique. She no longer felt gifted, and obviously the virtuoso label was not there anymore. Well, that was what was happening in her mind. Whether that was true or not was her own making. However, at one point, the teacher said, either you conform to the same rules that everybody else follows to improve their techniques, or I will not accept you in my class anymore. Confronted with that scenario, the young lady finally decides that it's worth making an effort. She'd rather go through the humiliation, the frustration of having to change her bad habits, and then lose this brilliant teacher from Juilliard. And so she found out that she actually could improve on her technique, that she could actually be even better than what she was, and that she had her own definite style, which nobody else could copy. And that is how she finally went from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. Anybody can belong from, can move from one to the other, and vice versa. So the important thing is which of those lead you to your success. The growth mindset leads you to believe that you can actually improve on who you are in your perfection. And there was an interesting saying in the book which goes something like this. I don't quote me on this because it's not word for word. I'm just going on memory. But it said that basically your ability to adapt and to learn and to grow is what makes you the perfect you, because nobody else can be you. Never try to be anybody else but yourself, but be perfect at being yourself. That means, what that means is bring out the ultimate you, the ultimate divine essence that you are. And that's what this show is all about. This is what New Consciousness, New World is about. This is what Research Center for Inner Awareness is about. And that's what we teach in our workshops, to go beyond the limitations that we as human beings have either placed on ourselves or allowed others to place on us. There's also another very interesting story of a young man who, you know, maybe they learned to speak. This young man learned to speak rather late, and he was labeled even retarded. The funny thing is that when placed in a classroom with a growth mentality, with a growth mindset, and the teacher applying these methods, that anything can be learned, that you don't have to be stupid. So the young man looks at the teacher and he said, "You mean I don't have to go on being stupid anymore?" Well, nobody needs to go on being stupid or anything else. The choice is ultimately yours. Whether you believe something or not is going to make that something or not true for you. So you may choose to follow in negative traits, or you may choose to follow in positive traits. Again, the choice is yours. And that's another thing that we constantly talk about in our show and in our program, that it is very important to understand that our choices create our reality. And through our reality, we bring about our own transformation. And we manifest the world that is us, the people that are in our lives. We attract those people into our lives. Nothing can be brought from within if it's not, nothing can be manifested without if it's not brought from within. So everything exists at the energy level within. And once you acknowledge that and believe and bring that, then you can manifest it in the world outside. You cannot manifest something in the world outside that is not within. It is impossible, because the world outside is a mirror image of what is inside each one of us. And if that something does not exist within the mirror image or within us, you cannot have it reflected back at you in a mirror image. So again, what is within is manifested without, and what is without is reflected with towards the inner part of ourselves, so that we can learn. One of the great things that I have been learning in the last few days, I would say, is, and I find this extremely powerful, because, you know, I'm a person that I believe in self-empowerment, in the growth mentality and the growth mindset. So you always, I always believe that by learning, there's always a way to change something about yourself. I believe that any of my weaknesses can become my strengths if I allow them to, and if I take the energy, if I make the effort of bringing that into making myself a strength. And it's true, because as a young girl in school, a lot of the problems I had were writing. I mean, English is not my first language. It's not even my second language. So when I learned English, you know, spelling English sometimes doesn't make a lot of sense, especially when you come from a background of languages that are written the way they sound. And obviously, English doesn't fall into that category. So here I was, and my writing skills were not bad from the perspective of what I wrote and how I wrote it. However, from the perspective of spelling and maybe switching words that were phonetically sounded the same, like meat to eat meat and meat to have a meeting, you know, to me, the sounds were the same. So sometimes I would not be, it's like psychologically, I was not paying attention or my mind was elsewhere. So I would just write one because it was the way it sounded. So or maybe who knows, it's a different form of what we call dyslexia, a different type of thing altogether that has that tendency. But the point is here is that you can change that. I changed it. And I not only changed it, but I actually became a published author of Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And now, not only am I going to write my second book, which is Between God and Me, and which is my second book, and it's more detailed. It's based on the one part of the first book, and it will contain much more detail on that part of the book. So that's one of the other things. And then the other thing I'm also doing is, because I can speak more than one language, I'm now translating the first book into Spanish, because there's a great need for this type of spiritual knowledge and information in within the Spanish community. So this is something that I'm looking forward to and I'm passionate about. And I can manage to change my limited beliefs and knowledge of writing and change that. There are a lot of ways that today, through technology, there's spell check that helps. However, again, that does not resolve the issue of words that are phonetically the same. So, obviously, I make the point of reading. But I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you, that when you're trying to correct your own mistakes, it's a lot harder than when you try to correct someone else's, especially if you've been writing a book, which takes you about 6 months to write, and you're sitting there writing for 6 months, and you realize that sometimes you're just skipping by words, and you're eating words, and you're missing out words because you've been writing for so long that it automatically goes through your head so fast that you missed a word. You skipped a word, or you phonetically wrote it, or you wrote it wrong, used the wrong word. So this was some of the challenges that I found. And by paying closer attention, by also enlisting the help of friends and even some family members, which I dedicated the book to, and I was able to overcome those challenges. So you can accomplish anything in your life that you choose. And, you know, sometimes I think God has a sense of humor, a really serious sense of humor, because would you figure that I'm here having some issues with spelling and writing even, and then here I am. Now, my English, I always had good grades in English, you know, grammar and all that. I my English was very good. However, I never got anything below a B. However, it wasn't good enough to write. And I'm granted that as I continue to write, I will grow and grow and grow more, because the more you do something, the more you learn. However, that was the initial process. And so I'm sharing this with you because anything you have set in your heart, anything that comes from the passion, the love, the desire to serve in some form or shape humanity, I think most of us have that desire inside, then that we're going to bring that about and we're going to manifest this. And sometimes it's something very simple and very humbling. But it's a service to humanity. We tend to not acknowledge sometimes the things that are needed by everyone, but they're not like making you a superstar or a supermodel or anyone famous. We tend to ignore those categories and roles of job descriptions because we don't realize how serious our need is. So again, it's all about the growth mindset. And going back to the growth mindset, one of the things that's really incredible, since I've done firewalking with Anthony Robbins, it was a workshop that I really, really enjoyed. And we had to walk through 13 feet of hot coals and not even a blister on me. As a matter of fact, I didn't even feel any heat. I just kept doing the technique as I was shown. And since fortunately I had already learned to meditate and go into altered states of consciousness, then it became very easy, because that's really what you're doing. The powerhouse behind walking on fire or on hot coals is not the act of walking on hard coals. It's the power of the mind over the body, the power to manifest, accomplish anything. And sometimes when I find myself being challenged or find myself in situations where I am feeling that I'm not being successful, or that I'm not up to par, or that I'm not doing what I need to do, or I'm not taking the time to really learn what I need to learn to accomplish something, then I have to remind myself of the firewalking. And it helps me to visualize myself doing exactly that. Helps my mind go back into that mindset of self-empowerment, of unleashing the divine within and allowing it to work for you and guide you and do what you need to do to overcome any given situation. So if you can do firewalking, you can overcome any situation in life. And that's basically what the growth mindset is about. So you wonder, well, I don't think you might be thinking, well, I don't think I'm the fixed mindset because I know I can change certain things. You know, it's funny that most of us have a little of both. We might tend to be closer to the fixed mindset in some things, while in others we're actually the growth mindset mentality that I know how to do this, I can do this, I know I'm good at math, man, I can just blow this exam out of the water, and I know that for a fact. In other things, I'm saying, well, I'm not so good at this. You know, I really can't carry the minus sign or the plus sign. I know how to apply the complex formulas. I know how A is substituted by this and Z is represented by that. And X, Y, and Z are here and there, and I plug them in here. But then when I have all the numbers in place and I do the formula, I get the first round perfectly, but somewhere along the middle, as I move down in the equation, the minus sign is gone, or the plus sign is not there. So you see what I'm saying? Everybody has a feeling that they're better at certain things than they are at others. However, anything you deeply, deeply, deeply desire, you can accomplish. For example, I think that in my case, the best suited career for me would have probably been psychology. I'm fascinated by people's minds and how they work and how they think. And having done, the Silva method, and having learned these wonderful, powerful techniques that my spiritual guides have provided me with, it is, you know, it's like a second, almost living two lives within one, and doing two different things, leading two separate lives almost, but not quite, because each one is impacted by the other. So here you have the mindset of knowing that at the spiritual level, I'm great. And then at the same time, when I go into my traditional career, I get a degree in computer science. Now, I got a degree in computer science as opposed to psychology because through spirit, through my connection to spirit, that's what I was suggested that I was being called to do. And that's exactly why I did it. And from the moment I committed myself to spirit, from the moment I surrendered my will to do the will of spirit, to do the will of God, to do the will of the divine, to reach my most ultimate purpose, it was in that moment that I could let go, because I was fulfilling the two paths at the same time. One was related to the other, and the other was the guiding force for the second. So sometimes, like I said, God has an incredible, powerful sense of humor that he can lead us almost like two separate roads that are almost, that appear to be non-related, but in reality are very deeply connected. So never underestimate the power of the divine within yourself. Okay, so where are we going with this? Well, one of the things that I keep hearing a lot in the circles of New Age, new spirituality, spiritual growth, self-empowerment, and all of that, I keep hearing two things. One, you manifest what's within, outside. The other is, I don't want to focus my energy on this or my thoughts on this because I don't want to give it more power. And what I'm referring to that are the predictions made in the Bible, and not only in the Bible, but in all the traditions known to man, whether in oral tradition, through oral tradition, or through written tradition, which are the most well-known because they're, you know, more accurate word-wise. The traditions that are oral tend to sometimes get embellished, and that's where the some of the fairy tales come from. You know, they come from the belief that things were a certain way, or you know, it just depends on the story. So with that in mind, the focus here is very simple. You can accomplish, you can be anything. Just because you're aware of a problem does not mean you're going to be manifesting it. The problem is already there, or you know that the problem is coming. And the way I like to look at it is from this perspective. We have already created our world. What we have done in the past few years is manifesting in our present world and possibly in the next few years. What we do today will manifest in few more years ahead. When you think about Noah's Ark and you think about the flood, well, Noah began to build his ark many, 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 many years before the flood actually took place. And obviously, a lot of people thought him a fool because after years of building the ark, which took a long time to build, given the technology of the time, it took many years to build. Obviously, you would think he would have been so disappointed, so depressed, and so upset, and so humbled, or, you know, the feeling that, well, God keeps telling me this, but years keep passing, and nothing is happening. And you would have thought maybe it would have been a good idea to give up, right? Well, Noah, first of all, had to take the time to build the ark, the size that it was required, the shape that it was required, and to bring in the resources required to survive during that period. We'll get into a little bit why Noah's family was chosen to survive and the rest of humanity was not. It's actually listed in the Bible, but a lot of people tend to overlook some of these things. I know I did. So imagine that Noah would say, you know what, I'm not really going to build this ark because if I built this ark, I'm just giving this thought more energy about, you know, the water and the raining and that the world is going to be covered in water. I don't want to manifest that. So you know what, I'm not going to give it any more thought. I'm just going to say, yes, God, I hear you. The flood is coming. Great. Now I'm just going to go on meditating. And I'm just going to focus on only that is positive. I'm just going to see the sun shining. I'm going to see my life happy. And I'm going to do the things that I want to do. I'm going to dedicate myself to spirituality, or I'm going to become a doctor, a musician, an artist, whatever. I'm just going to focus on that because I want to manifest without what I have within. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with you manifesting what is within and doing all these things. That does not take away from your spirituality. It does not take away from doing what you need to do to survive. And it definitely does not change the outcome of that survival capability. So one of the things I keep hearing from people is, oh, you know, Esperanza, you talk about this doom and gloom in your book, and I really love the crystal cities of the future. That's magnificent. But when you get to the gloom and doom, man, it just gets so hard to swallow, and the reading just gets stuck in my eyes, and I cannot move forward because I'm like overwhelmed by the water. I'm overwhelmed by the asteroids. I'm overwhelmed by the shifting of the poles. I just cannot get past that to get to the last section of the book where there's more positive stuff. So that's the story of a few people. On the other hand, I have people who come to me and say, Esperanza, I've enjoyed your book. I've enjoyed the future cities. Wow. And So this is what's going to happen. There's going to be war, and this is what's going to be happening. The earth, you know, new continents are going to be rising. The waters are going to be covering certain parts of the planet. You know what? This is part of nature. This is not the first time it's happened. And I say, that's absolutely right. You're so right on. What we're going through here, these changes that we're going to bring about, these changes that are going to happen on the planet, the pole shifting, the asteroids, that is not something new, people. This is something that has happened at different levels in different ways, but it's part of the growth process. Just like you can't stop a person from growing unless you somehow alter their genealogy or their genetics. You cannot stop a person from growing physically unless you alter them. And that's what people are trying to do. They don't want to confront some people, not everyone, but some people keep saying, well, talking about those things only focuses the energy on that. No, when there's a problem, when there's an issue, bringing it out into the open starts the healing process. You cannot fix what you do not know exists, and you cannot fix it well when you don't know how to what level it's impacting you. It's impacting me. It's impacting the world. It's impacting the universe. It's the galaxy. And so on and so on. We have to understand. Now, Anthony Robinson's also said something very powerful, which I love to repeat and share with you. He says that when there's a problem, you spend 25% on the energy of your energy learning about the problem and 75% in providing a solution. However, the key is understanding the problem, understanding the impact, understanding the issues related, how it impacts you, how you respond to it, and what is it doing to you to paralyze you from moving forward in your growth. Once you understand that, then you can proceed. Once you understand the pattern that's holding you back, it's the only way to correct it, people. It's the only way to correct it. And that's what it's all about. This is what healing is about. Now, I'll say it again. It's not about understanding that we are going to have global changes. It's not about understanding that there are going to be meteorites. It's not about understanding that there's going to be water that is going to cover areas. And there's going to be water covering as high as 30,000 feet. I saw some of the waves were so powerful. And I was driving when I saw these. Yes, you can be open. Your eyes can be open. You can still put yourself at level. As a matter of fact, a lot of the great spiritual teachers start out putting themselves in a meditative state, but then gradually their meditative state is just is. And you are in that state at all times, or most of the time, 75 to 80 to 90% of the time, and some cases 100% of the time. So being able to do that, you can actually, by being able to do that, you can live your life and see things as they are happening, I was able to have the vision or given the vision of how some of these areas were going to be covered with 30,000 feet waves. Water just blasting down the highways, blasting down the valleys, and just covering everything as if nothing was ever there. And I saw how things floated. I saw how animals were dead in the water. And gradually, when it settled down, all of that garbage, all of that residue, all of that leftover was at the bottom. And it settled. And it got cleansed and it got cleaned. We are going through a major process of rebirthing our, not just at a mental, psychological, physical, especially spiritual level, but at all levels. Our planet is live, and it's an energy force that is so connected to us. We are all so interconnected, and it cannot help but move along and grow and evolve in the same way we do. Now, those who cannot evolve with us and ascend to the fifth dimension and be beings functioning at the multidimensional quantum level, those beings will be left behind in a double image Earth, where their existence will continue until they're able to transcend. Others, however, will move forward into the new dimensions, the new levels of existence. And the Earth, part of that Earth, will also ascend with us. And as we move forward, we have to cleanse all our negativity. We have to get rid of the residue. If you're going to go, if you worked in a restaurant as a waiter, and now you're going to go to corporate America, you're going to have to do some changing of clothes. You're going to have to change your habits, and you're going to have to change a little bit what you do. The same is also true if you're coming from corporate America and you become a waiter or even a farmer. What you're going to do, how you dress, is relevant and associated with doing the best possible job in that area, whether it be a farmer, a waiter, or a corporate person. Now, if you go and you go now and see the king or the king, queen or the president of the United States, you would also have to change your clothes. You would have to not only change your clothes, but you would need to shower. Now imagine you're going to see a premiere or a movie premiere with all these movie stars. You would also want to shower, fix yourself up, look nice. Well, we're doing exactly that by moving forward in our evolution. We are cleansing ourselves. We're cleaning. We're scrubbing where we need to scrub. We're shining up where we need to shine up, and we're bringing everything into harmony, into alignment with who we are. And what that alignment requires is to connect with the divine and start creating the relationship of the mental, the body, the spiritual, and the divine within, so that we can ultimately become the beings that we were intended to be, the beings that were created by God, the beings that were made in the image of God, the beings that manifest the divinity of God on earth, the divine beings that can manifest heaven on earth and can rejuvenate, reconstruct all the damage that we've done to our planet. The other day I was talking in a blog with, you know, just sharing some comments, and there was a young woman who, you know, I read one of my comments about the book, the fact that we were going to go through 7 years and we were going to have wars and we were going to have a lot of catastrophes. And of course, I didn't actually even get in the comments, in any way, shape, or form with the polar changes and the meteorites in the water. I didn't even bother talking about that at that point. I just talked about the wars because it had to do with what's happening in Syria. So I was commenting my understanding of what's waiting for us, what's going to happen. And her response was, you know, I cannot believe that you would even focus your attention on this because you're just helping to manifest that. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not helping to manifest anything. You do not understand that we have to clean and get rid of all our garbage, that all the residue, all these spots, all the dirt, all the smell, the yuckiness, the negativity, all that does not serve us, we need to eliminate. And as we move higher and higher into the energy force of the light, it is so much easier. Like I said, our training wheels in this last part of the fourth dimension consciousness have been taken off. And at this point, we are moving forward. And now we're manifesting any negative thought that I have. At least in my case, I don't know about you, but I noticed that in my case, if I have any negative thoughts, any fears, any doubts, they automatically manifest. I mean, it's just like instant. And that shows you that you're able to bring that, the power energy of the divine, you are bringing it. However, you're still getting rid of the cleansing. And those are the lessons you're being confronted with. The clash of the two. You have this powerful new energy that you're accessing. You have this powerful new energy that you are of the divine being. You're able to hold in more light. And yet there's this little junk here and this little junk there and these little hairs out of place there, and you need to shave your underarms. And I'm using these simple stupid examples because really that's what it's really about. And unless we relate to the mundane, a lot of people don't grasp this concept. We have to get clean. We have to let go of what does not serve us. Any negativity, any thought of depression, any thought of lack of value as a human being that you are, as this beautiful divine source of light that you are, and that you may not be aware of, the self-doubt, the conditioning that you lived through society, your family, your friends, whatever. All of this, it's time to heal. All of this is time to clean. All of this is time to let go. And all of this is time to fill and replace with abundant, abundant love. So what helps you to do this? Let's take a moment and think about this. What helps you to cleanse and to heal and to do all this? What exactly serves you to let go? Well, I've been working on myself for 30 years now. I started fairly young in my late teens. And my goodness, it was just, I worked on myself, studied so many different techniques. Each one helped me in so many different ways. And then spirit came into the picture, and spirit was guiding me directly and telling me, fasting here, discipline this, do this, guide that. This is the new technique. Cleanse this energy field, clear the energy vortexes, center the energy, bring it back into balance, get rid of negative entities in some of these people that are going to be brought into your life. This is how you cleanse the person. This is how you get rid of entities. This is how you heal the energy force. This is how you bring light back into the world. So all of these things that were taught to me are intended to be shared. And all of this information that I'm given, I Hello, everyone. I'm back. I guess I got dropped, so I'm back again. And as I was talking, we are going through this phase, we're going through this transformational period where our lives are being called to higher purpose. And we need to eliminate and to get rid of all that is not in balance with it. So as I continue to grow, one of the things, the challenges I've been finding is that I've been manifesting more easily and more quickly. But guess what? As opposed to manifesting the things that I want, I'm being confronted with these lessons to learn. And as I have bring in more powerful energy, then I now know that I need to clear the negativity. Because guess what? If I don't, I'm smacked. I'm smacked with these challenges. I'm brought back to reality and saying, here's where you're stuck. these are the lessons you need to learn. This is what you have to do. And if you don't do it, guess what? The next step, it's going to be much harder. So I have a choice. And the choice is, do I want to learn a lesson in point B, or do I want to wait in point C, where it's going to be much, 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 much harder? And those are the choices we make until we keep hitting ourselves against the wall. It's not that we are predicting any negativity. It's that we are releasing. We're going through the birthing. We're going through an evolution, and we are cleaning house, people. We are cleaning house. And in order to clean house, we need to work on it every single day. Now, I'm not criticizing you, because God knows I am just as bad as the next person sometimes at not following through. There are days when I skip my meditation. There are days when I don't want to do it. Or there are days that I get so freaking busy that I don't have time. But you know what? I have made a commitment to myself from this day forward that I'm going to do it, because it benefits me, because I can live my life more easily. I can live my life in a better flow. I can let go of the negativity, of the anger and the frustration. And this is what I've learned to help me let go of the negativity and the frustration. I've learned that this powerful technique, aside from the breath technique, which I've shared with you in other shows, and now, by the way, the archives are free, so you're welcome to go back into some of the shows and listen and hear some of the wonderful meditations that we're going to be sharing with you. Aside from the breath technique that brings you into a super multidimensional conscious level, I've learned this wonderful simple heart technique, which, if you think about it, Christ, Yeshua, was already discussing this in his time. And it's all about love. It's all about forgiveness. You know what the selfish aspect of all of this is? That you actually forgive others so that you can heal and you can let go of the frustration, the hate, the anger. Because I had gotten to the point where so many things had gone wrong in my life. My choices, of course. I've brought it about. I reacted. Those were my belief systems. So many things were going bad in my life. They were going so far astray that I was so upset that I was not feeling the light and the love that was there, even though I had the privilege, the honor of experiencing God on a daily basis if I chose to. And guess what? Having that privilege, I didn't freaking use it. Can you believe that? You know, Mother Teresa heard God once, and that was enough for the rest of her life. And here I am hearing God when I choose and like I choose. And goodness gracious, girl, get with the program is what you would say, right? And I don't blame you for saying that, because I know better. So the thing that has helped me immensely was, aside from a beautiful song that God shared with me, which I will sing as we end the program today. The other thing was, I go into meditative state, and if you don't know the breath technique from our show, that's okay. You can use any meditative state. Then just focus on music or a song or a poem that brings love into your heart, or a scene from a movie, something that just fills your heart with something beautiful. For me, the music is very, very powerful. And the beauty about that is that once I feel my heart center so full, then I start visualizing all the people that I'm frustrated, the people I've argued with, the people that I've said an unkind word, the people who have said unkind words to me, the people who done things that were hurtful to me, or the people that I've hurt, all the people who are sick, the people who are homeless, the people, all of the people that I can think of, my association, the community of people, the challenges you face in any job, all of these people, just visualize and allow this love to flow like a ray of light, just to flow and continue and penetrate. And as you do that, there's this love that holds you. There's the negativity, because where there's love, guess what? No hate, no fear can reside. When you fill yourself like a tank of love gas, when you fill yourself with burning love, guess what? Nothing else can take its place. Nothing can fill it. Nothing can be there. Where there's light, there is no darkness. So allow that, not necessarily for the other person, but for yourself, so that you are not one more frustrated human being, so that you're not one more angry person. All right. We still have a few more minutes to go, about 5 more minutes or so to go. But I'm going to sing the song to you. The first part of the song was taught to me by, well, the whole song was given to me by Spirit, and it's copywritten as well, so you cannot copy it. However, what is beautiful about this song is the first part was given to me in 2012 when I was going through some major changes in my world. I began to see how human I was, how limited, and at the same time, the transformation took place towards the end of 2012, where I began to realize the empowerment of what a mighty, magnificent, divine being of light I was, and that you all are, and we're made in the image of God. What can be more powerful than that? We are signed. We have his signature on our bodies, on our DNA. The God code is within. How can you not be part of the divine? All right. So the first part of the song was taught to me in 2012. And the second part of the song, Give Me Your Hand, was given to me at the beginning of 2013. So it goes like this. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, and I will always stand by your side, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home. Take my hand and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you. Always beside you. And this was a song that was given to me by God in my darkest moments. He was telling me how much he loves me. And this is a song to share this message of love in the same way that God loves you, me, every human being on this planet. And it is because he loves us that he's allowing us to be such magnificent creatures. He created us such magnificent light beings, powerful, able to create and manifest our world. What greater gift is that than the free will given to us? And that some of the angels were jealous of. That's why they have the fallen hierarchies. And no, they're not a make-believe. They are actually real. As a matter of fact, a lot of them would like you to believe that they don't exist, because then you could easily be, you know, misguided. But we have the power of the divine within us. We have the light. And unless we allow the darkness to remove the light within us, there is nothing that is not light within us. You have the choice. You have the power. You have the desire. You have the knowing. A lot of times we seek to find things, to find love in the wrong places, in the wrong ways. And that's what makes us see and understand. Once we realize and we hit the wall, we realize that we have to make a change. So I want to leave you with the words of this song so that you may enjoy also during the week these thoughts. And this message of love is for you and for me from God. All right? I'm going to sing it one more time because we have a couple more minutes. I try to sing it 3 times as I'm in a meditative state, and it just fills my heart with love and light. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, And I will always be by your side, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home. Take my hand and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you. Always beside you. My love goes with you for the rest of the 2 weeks. Until we talk again. See you soon. God bless.